Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt. And since it is the first Thursday of the month, you guys have me the entire hour to call in and get your names read. I love reading names. There is so much information in a name. I was just doing some readings today, and the type of questions people ask is just amazing because I get to go digging in their name for that answer, which is like a big puzzle, which I just so enjoy doing. Now, most questions are pretty easy to find, but every once in a while, somebody will ask a question. I'll go, where would that be lying, hiding in that person's name? But most of the time, if somebody's just getting a half an hour for the very first time, I always go through and say, why you picked that mom? Why you picked that dad? What was the benefits that your soul wanted? And then to go into the seven reasons why you're here. Wouldn't you want to know, are you on track? Not that I think any of us get that far off track. We can kind of sometimes go around the mulberry bush, but we're going to come back to whatever our soul wanted us to do eventually. Some of us just like to take detours. So, but what's really cool and what I'm always so thrilled to be able to see is that when you're reading somebody's name and saying, here's your seven lessons and the reactions, when everybody goes, wow, I've really been working on that, or oh my gosh, I'm in the middle of that now. And it's so rewarding to know that namology science works, especially after all the years I put into figuring it all out. So I just love doing names. If you would like to call in and get your name read, we can absolutely do that. And I've got to look up the number again because you guys are great. And you have it, not necessarily that I have it right in front of me. I was thinking, oh, I don't need all my notes today. It's just me. Anyway, if you're wanting to call in and get your name read, it is 888 888 627-6008. Again, it is 888 627-6008. You can call in, ask a question on your name. And the coolest part is, this is so neat. We have Doug helping us today as the producer role back there. And what he can do is he can type in your full name so you can give it to him. And make sure he's got the spelling right because it's so important. And then after I can look at the full name, but I don't have to announce it on air, but at least I'm looking at the whole picture, not just part of the picture. So it will be a little bit, better for you guys. So anyway, we were figuring out how to do that. So I'm so pleased to be able to do that. Okay. So give the producer your full name, and then I'll just announce the first name on air. So, Pauline, you are up. It is your turn. What would you
Thank
like
you,
to know?
Sharon.
And welcome.
I'm glad to get in this time because you've done my name before, but this time there's an alteration I want to ask you. It's my spiritual name, it's my middle name. But
Okay.
okay. Happy New Year, by the way, Sharon. I
Oh,
know
thank you, Pauline. Happy New Year.
yeah, it's a really good year for me. I'm the exact the year of the rat and the metal rat on top of it all. And I know it doesn't matter with the new namology, but I want to change my name legally when I get all my husband's affairs in order. So this is, I remember you telling me when I gave you my legal name and then I gave you all the other names that my parents is Chinese, so we have a paper name or whatever the hell. My son's father was a paper son. Have you ever heard of that where they didn't use their real name? So
Yes,
something
I
like
have
that.
heard of that because I lived in China for a year.
Yeah, I know. That's why I remember we were talking about it, and I told you that. So I said my father gave us all the same middle names, which is our real last name. And then when you looked at that, you said, "Yeah, take that name." Then I said, "Well, I have a middle initial as an S, so I should actually, substitute an S in there." So I had said Susan because my father was going to name me Susan, but I must have said I wanted to be Pauline. Which I always said, okay, perils of Pauline, I heard about later on. But anyways, So,
But Pauline is a universal name. You can hear it all around the world. Only in some places, like in all of South America, it's pronounced Paulina.
yeah, and then Russia too, they got their own version of Paulina, right? Something like
Yeah,
that,
but it's
Paulina.
a universal name. I hear this name everywhere I go. Like
I
some
have not
names,
heard my name in so long. I always keep thinking there's nobody else named Pauline, but all of a sudden people are saying, "Oh, which Pauline are you?" Because I know more than one. I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna remind them who I am." So, actually, my middle name is an S initial. So I'm thinking instead of Susan, I was given a spiritual name, Solia, Solia, and my real last name was Zito, Zeto, Pauline. I'm still legally Blenner, but that's going to be gotten rid of as soon as, like I said, I take care of my official
Okay,
affairs.
I love Zito. That is
Yes, I remember
such a
you
great
saying that
name.
much.
Such a cool name as I'm looking at that one. Okay,
Yes.
I love that one. So you want an S as the middle name. So
Right.
Leah,
It's pronounced a liar for some reason. I don't like
so
the name
Leah,
lie. It
I
sounds
don't
like
like
liar.
Leah because I don't want the word lie in there.
I know. Well, it's not lying. It's LIA. It sounds like liar, like LIAR. And I think I'm going to go, but if I say it like Solia, I want it because of the sun, SOL. That part I like. That's definitely why I was given this name. My spiritual
Yeah,
name,
and
I
I
just
like that
channeled with
too. And
that.
if you call it Solia, then it's a really good name. If you're going to pronounce it Solia, I don't like the lie.
Okay, yeah, me neither. I don't like that lie, especially in the year of the four. You have to be truthful and honest and integrity. So I figured
Yeah.
I better not use the Solaya. Everybody used to know me. Some people in my past know me as Solaya, but I really don't like the sound of it either. Thank
You
you.
know
So
what?
I could say it, but spell it the
Have
same
you?
way.
So, but you've got a little bit of conflict in the name. So, what about spelling it Solea? Take all the conflict out so you only have blessings.
Oh, how about Sol, Soul, with the Solia, with
No,
the S?
I don't
No?
want the U in there.
Okay. So spell it S-O what? L-E-A?
Solea.
But somebody makes fun of that. It's like the foot sole, you know, Sole, or Sol. That sounds like a solo, but no.
No,
The...
because there's a lot of people that are just named Leah. So
Right.
L-E-A is common. So Solia, if that you pronounce it, we're not going to think of soul. We're not going to split it out.
Okay, I see. Okay, that's how you think it sounds better, and because I could spell it that way, it
Yep.
would work better for me. Great. So what
Yes,
would it
much
do to
better
me doing
because
it that way?
O's and I's have conflict, and you've got
Okay.
otherwise in Solia with the I-A there, you've got the O and the I having a tension for your self-confidence. Okay, because
And
L is
I already
self-confidence.
have oh wait. I already have an O in my name, and I already have so it works out that I have every vowel in my name, correct?
Right. And when you have every vowel in your name, there is not one person on the planet you cannot get along with if you want to.
What about if I put a Y instead of the E, the LY?
No,
No,
because
that's
then you'll
even
be at the
worse.
wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay, no, then thank you. I'm glad I thought of it because I thought that could be a vowel with the right. So if you had put the Y there, it would be like a vowel, wouldn't it?
Right, it would be, but the best spelling is Solea.
Okay, I should have just listened to you from the first place, and I had to ask those options because if I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, no, that's okay because you want to make sure that it's not something that I didn't look at, right?
Yeah,
So,
and I
no, you're
remember
good
you
with
telling
Solea,
me,
and I
yeah.
would pronounce it that way too because that's a pretty, it's a nice, pretty
I'm
enunciation
gonna
of that.
call next month to ask my to be person, and I really know you didn't like his name, but I want him to have put his spiritual name in, and then it will be totally perfection for us. I have a feeling because I don't like his middle name neither, and it's comic and it's all his stuff. And so I know I'm only allowed one question this time, so I'll wait till next month and ask for his name. I'm getting
Sounds good,
ready.
Pauline. You have a happy
Thank
new
you.
year.
Thanks
You're
so much.
welcome.
Bye bye.
Diane, it is your turn.
Oh, awesome. Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome.
So,
Bless your
and
heart. It was almost a year ago that you bought the book, Know the Name, Know the Person.
Yes. And I got to say, I did apply it to my friends and family and shared the book and said, "Oh my God, this is so amazing." So I'm a big fan. I love to listen to you. When you were on another radio show, I'd love to listen to that. So
Yeah, coast to coast. So, anyway, my question, or so I spell my name, my first name, Diane with two N's, Diane. My last name begins with a Z.
Yeah,
I
I've
don't
got
know
your
if we
last
need
name.
any
I've got the
more.
whole name. So what can I do for
Okay,
you?
great. Well, I'm concerned about money issues and also my career path, because it last year was really wonky to say the least. So I'm hoping for a new shift.
Okay, so last year, I looked at things and I thought, I always put a slogan on every year. Like, oh, what am I seeing a whole lot coming in people's names? So last year was breakups and breakthroughs. There was just going to be a whole lot of breakups and relationships and jobs and whatnot, but people would have some breakthroughs. Well, this year is we're back with the bees again, and it's literally building and breakdowns. Okay, so what does that mean? It really means that this is a wonderful year to build a business, to build up
Oh, good.
something that you really care about. Fabulous year for that. However, it's also breakdowns. And what I want to say, it's a breakdown in you're breaking down and getting out of anything that doesn't support you. So if you're in a relationship where the people don't celebrate you, or they feel like they're always taking, or they're negative and they're dragging on your energy, you go, when they get off the phone, you go, oh, thank God they're off the phone. Any of those guys is just going to go away this year. It's like people are going to say, I don't have time for this. Okay, so this is going to be a year of building and breakdowns. So it's a wonderful year for building supportive relationships, for building a new business, for creating a new home. They're all building
Oh, great.
something that's
I would
positive.
love to move too.
Yeah, it's a wonderful year for that. And especially the first half of the year. And the first half of the year is really like push forward. You're going to watch how fast January is going to go. I mean, we're going to blink and January is going to be over. And then it slows down a little bit in February, and then March is another Zoom month. And we're going
Crazy.
to
Good.
watch this first half of this year is just going to speed by. So when I'm looking at your name, okay, you have so much graciousness. You are such a good mediator between people. If you look at that, you want to make the world a better place, and you got this generosity of heart and spirit. And at the same time, I mean, it's all the way through your name that you just so want to improve situations. And so the real goal for you this year, Diane, is to say, where can I help? And where are they not going to listen anyway? So don't waste my time. And then go follow your dream. Because you've got it in this year that it's a fabulous building year for you. You don't have anything in conflict in your name this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I would say take some risks and go forward. Now, do you know how to determine if it's a good risk?
No. Will
Okay,
you
there's
tell
three
me?
things to ask yourself. Three things to ask yourself. One, is it legal? And I know that may sound silly, but I think it's highly important. The thing has to be legal when you take a risk. The second thing is,
Of
are
course.
you going to have an opportunity to learn something new if you do this risk? Because if it's same old, who cares? Go on to something else. So, can you learn something new? And the third thing is, if it involves other people, is it set up as a win-win? Because there is no such thing as a win-lose. Everybody loses or everybody wins.
Right, that's how I feel too.
Okay, so, and you've got the grace of God with you this year.
Wow,
You're in
awesome.
your God letter. So I would just take it and run with it and say, in my wildest dreams, if I could do anything, what would I want to do? And then just go about doing it and expect it to work because you've got your God letter this year. You're wanting to make the world a better place. You got this generosity of spirit. You've got the organizational skills, you got the mediation skills, you got family, you've got loyalty, You know, I mean, you relate with others, even your friends, like their family, you know, and you're very inclusive. I would go for the gold this year.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I actually, what sent me on a kind of a teeter-totter is I actually got an astrology reading from someone, and they kind of put a damper on everything. And I was like, what? That it really didn't resonate with me, but I was like, okay. So I was kind of consulting you for a second opinion because it was like, what? That doesn't sound right to me. You know, my soul was just saying, I think this guy is kind of full of malarkey, but, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, if you want an astrology reading, you know I know people. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I know so many people that are in these fields, of the psychic field, the astrology field. When I was in high school, I started saying, I don't need anything material. Get me a reading with somebody for my birthday. You know, get me a reading for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was reading everything I could get my hands on. So I've got some good astrologers. You know, Mark Dodridge is wonderful. Linda Sherman is wonderful. I'm trying to think of Eric's last name. I just call him Eric. He's in the East. But if you want to email me, Diane, and just say, I want astrologer names, I will give you their contact information and their name. And then I will give you a brief thing like who I go to for what.
Okay.
Or what areas I think they specialize in. Okay.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Because, like, even Madeline Gerwick, I mean, if it's a business, if it's all about business, you go to Madeline Gerwick for astrology. If it's your first time ever having an astrology reading and you really want a deep, deep dive into who you are and what your whole life plan is, of course, I can get that to you out of your name, but that's Linda Sherman. You know, if you want to say, what's going to happen here? And would you look at this? And you get just a lot of questions that you want answers for. A lot of astrologers will say, oh, if you're going to compare my name, that's extra price. But Eric doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Eric says, what is it? Give it to me. I mean, I love Eric for that. It's like, okay, what about here? You know, and that's what I'm saying. If I know what area of where the questions are, I'll be able to tell you exactly which astrologer can best do that.
So fantastic.
Okay,
well,
so just,
and you answered my call. I'm so stoked. It was meant to be.
Yay. Anyway, my email is info@knowthename.com. Okay.
Info@knowthename.com. Okay.
God
Thank
bless
you. God
great
bless.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Okay, Amber,
okay.
It is your turn.
Hello.
Hi, Amber. Now, your mom sent me information
I've actually the Bob, Sharon.
What?
I'm the mom.
Oh, you're
Amber
Sharon.
Wasn't
you're
available.
On the phone. I'm sorry.
Yes, she's still at work. So I said I will call and take copious notes for her.
Well, you know what? She can listen to it as a rerun.
Awesome.
So you don't have to take copious notes. Okay. And, you know, you can always find all the reruns. You just go to knowthename.com. Go to schedule, a calendar comes up, and you just click on those Thursdays, and it'll always give you the link to that Thursday's archive and who was on in their bio. You know, you don't get a bio if it's just me. Okay,
yeah.
So when
so
I'm looking, you asked
names.
About you asked about the married last name, okay?
Correct. Of both and of them, whether he changes his too, whether she changes hers, and how.
Okay. So I'm looking at this saying, how do you think they'd like to have a combo name where they take the first half of one of them and the last half of the other one?
No idea.
Or even the last half of both names.
So what would be the advantages to them in those?
Okay, so first of all, I want to get rid of her last name because there's a combo in there that just says that you can start experimenting too early in sex or be taught something wrong about sex or have some weird ideas in that area or just have a hard time around that whole topic. And because sex seems to be so important in this society, why give somebody issues? Okay. And you know, so I'm just looking at kids. You don't want to pass that one down necessarily, because then it depends on where they are in their name. You know, it doesn't always jive well with every first name. Then I'm looking at his last name, and that's in the first part of her last name. Then in the first part of his last name is, oh, let's do it all the hard way. And remember, last name is what you pull to you. And it also says, and I'm going to pull people to me that can stab me in the back and sabotage me, you know, and talk nasty about me behind my back. I don't really want that either for them. Right? But if you take the last three letters of her name and then add on the last three letters of his name, okay, it's perfect. It works beautifully. What it does for them is it gives them honesty. It gives them organization. It gives them people that have heart. It gives them people that know how to work but also know how to play. There's balance in their lives. It means they're constantly learning and that they're competitive and they'll stand out. I mean, it's all good stuff. So yeah, I would say take the last three letters of her name first and then the last three letters of his name.
Huh, okay.
If you want the ideal.
Right.
If they're not going to go for that, I'm so glad you mailed these in early to me so I could really look at them. If they're not going to go for that, I would go for his name over her name, last name. And I would not do a combo.
No hyphenation. Okay.
No hyphenations, because then you're saying I'm multiplying all the problems and the issues of the people that we bring to us. You don't need extra.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. And then real briefly, can you address, he's looking at a possible career change. Anything that you'd recommend that comes out to his field?
Well, I look at his name, and God bless him, he's got the best combination in there for being able to do anything he puts his mind to. Anything.
And that's with his current last name, right? Not to change last name or both of them.
No. His whole name.
Okay.
Okay. So that won't change, regardless if he changes the last name, because your contract doesn't change. Your blueprint doesn't change. That's on your birth name. But when you change your last name, you're changing who you're pulling to you. Okay. Like when I got divorced 30 years ago, I didn't change my last name because I still had young kids at home. And I became a single parent, okay, with sole custody. So I didn't want them to have a different name than me because I didn't want them to have any issues with their last name, even though I didn't even want it when I had to take it if I wanted to marry the man, because we lived overseas and you both had to have the same last name. And anyway, long story. So, but I didn't want it then, and I didn't want it when I divorced him. So when my kids were both out of school, then I thought, okay, I can do this. I literally used namology science and created my own last name. My whole life turned around. I thought, oh, what a blessing. Okay. So when I'm looking at him, just his name, because see, his contract won't change. He has so many possibilities, Sherry, in his name. It's just unreal. He could keep changing careers. I don't think he'd do the same thing more than about 8 to 12 years, because the man's going to get bored.
Right.
Because once he absolutely masters something, it's like, okay, now what? Now what's next? This man's brilliant. And by the way, your daughter and her fiance have the same communication style. They have complementary issues. What I mean for that is what he came to learn, she's an expert at. What she came to learn, he's an expert at. I mean, they so balance each other. This is going to be a marriage that can last a long, long time, you know, all the way through, only with their current last names, as long as they don't listen to people outside of them. You know, they become a unit together and they go, those people are crazy out there. We're not listening to them. Okay.
Right.
And he's got a fabulous memory and he's got so many talents. I'm looking at, he's got to do something that uses a lot of intelligence. Okay. There is a man out there. He's got a TV show that's all about him. The TV show is Scorpion, but his name is Walter O'Brien. And when I met him, I was just making sure I remember the name right. And when I met him, it was like, oh man, I want to come work with you. But guess what? I'm not smart enough. because he only takes people with really, really high IQs to work with him. And I thought, oh my gosh, this would be the coolest job. And I would say Hayden's got that kind of an IQ according to his name. I mean, this is, he's got, there's three different ways that intelligence shows up in a name. And then there's two ways that say, we may not have been born with one of these three letters, but man, we're going to challenge you anyway. So he's got all three letters where intelligence shows up in a name and one of the challenge letters. I mean, he's bright. Okay.
Yes.
So I would say look up Walter O'Brien, and that's the movie Scorpio, the TV show Scorpio, who is built on Walter and who he is. And I would simply say, I'm ready to take a test and come work for you. And he has people that work all over the United States. So I wouldn't worry about where he lives. I just say, I want to come work for you. They give him an IQ test. And when your future son-in-law passes it, he will have the coolest job ever.
Nice.
They're like intelligent whiz kids that go and solve problems. And they're solving them at such a high level that most of us wouldn't even understand the problem, let alone be able to come up with the solution.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's what I would do for him.
Definitely. Yeah.
It'll keep his brain going and he'll love to go to work.
Very much. And what do you see for her career?
Okay. When I'm looking at her, she's got a lot of creativity. Can she do something in the arts? I would love to see her working in the arts.
She's an incredible painter. She's also a great coach. Uh-huh.
I would put her in the arts. I mean, I'm looking at all the combinations and saying, my gosh, she's got artistic creativity, talent.
She writes beautifully, too.
Yeah, I would keep her in the arts. And however that art wants to express itself. Because she's going to get bored with one and go to another and then go to another. You know, there's so many different forms of that artistic expression that she'll circle back around and start over again. You know, with different mediums. I would keep her in the art. She's got a lot of artistic talent.
Yep. And what do you see about her healing? She is into some of the healing arts as well?
When she's older, I want to say it will really blossom. She's got a few issues she's got to work out first because she's got to be able to keep herself out of the way.
I'm sorry, okay. Keep herself what?
She's got to be able to keep her own ego, her own self out of the way.
Okay.
To do a good healing. And she'll, you know, as long as she's healing something that she doesn't care about type of thing, and she doesn't care about that issue, she'd be great. But the minute it pings her own issues, it's not going to be clear.
Yeah, she is an empath. So that's, I understand that. Yep.
Yeah. So I would say let her get in her 40s and then do that. And in the meantime, make it a hobby, stay interested, keep learning, but not to work on other people till she's in her 40s, because by then she will have cleared her major issues and then she won't accidentally, you know, give a little garbage while she's doing a clearing.
Right.
Because you're
right.
Not allowed to donate. For the space that you clear out, you don't get to donate your own crap.
Yes, that makes sense. Okay, wonderful. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, you're so welcome, Sherry. Good to hear from you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. David, thank you for your patience. It is your turn.
Nice to talk to you, Sherry. Sherelle.
Thank you. You too. What can I do for you?
Give me the reading. I started listening to you years ago on the original Power Hour with Joyce Riley.
Oh, I'm going to be on this Friday. Oh, that's tomorrow. I'm going to be on tomorrow. The Power Hour again. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I really miss her.
Yes, a lot of people do. I've intended to talk to you for quite some time.
Well, and bless your heart. I was going to say, I'm going to be on with Dan, who was her co-host at the end. Anyway, tomorrow afternoon. Okay. So David, let me look at this really fast and see what I can give you that can be of value. Do you have a middle name?
Jeffrey.
Thank you. Okay, so hold on. I'm doing it really fast on paper. I am such a visual learner. So are you, by the way. I just work better when I can cross out letters and look at them and go, okay, we're good.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Take your time.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we're on the radio, so you're not supposed to have silence. So, okay, so I'm looking. All right. So this is really interesting. Intermittently, so not all the time, you're not burdened with it all the time. Intermittently, you get these spurts of absolute brilliance. It's like you get these ahas. It's like all of a sudden both sides of the brain have gone wampo together and you get this incredible piece of, ah, we could, you know, we could do this or that or whatever to solve the problem. You know, you have as a first name one of my very favorites, because when I started this, there were 8 Davids in my life. And I said, okay, what have I observed about this David, that David, that David, that David? You know, I started with that name when I started doing this. Okay. And and I got to tell a funny story for just a second. And that was my sister's boyfriend was named David. My 2 best friends were both named David. And they would come home from high school with me every day after school. And then we'd all sit around the big round table and we'd talk and mom would serve us food and stuff. And then they'd continue on their way home. So we had 3 Davids sitting around the table with us. And anyway, and so mom looked around and the phone rang and she goes, well, at least I know it's not going to be a David. And she answers the phone. And the next thing we hear is, oh, hello, David. And we all look and say, which David is that? Well, it was her brother, whose name was David. So anyway, I just had a fondness for the name all the way through. So your name says that you have a tendency to be a workaholic, but you make a great couch potato at the end of the day. Once you're done with work, it's like you're done, you're done. And that you have a natural charisma or charm, very independent. It's based on your religious upbringing, your morals and ethics. At least you've got some. And everything that you do is based on your understanding of the universe and what those morals and ethics are supposed to be. And then those morals and ethics get tested by the people around you who don't have them. Okay. So it's like, how do you handle these people that are trying to influence you and that come across really, really self-confident, but they don't have near the moral or ethical code that you do. Okay. One of the challenges in your name, just to give you something that you can work on, is that every once in a while it's like, I need to keep that thing. I may need it in the next 50 years, and I'm just going to be a hoarder of those things. Okay? So you've got to watch hoarding. And I think it's interesting because 2020, as I've read so many names and what's coming, you know, for them, pretty soon there's a pattern that comes around. And 2020 is going to be the year of getting rid of what you really don't need. Okay. And at the same time, you do want to hold on to those things that you might need 50 years from now. Okay. But it's the distinguishing of what's really valuable to hold on to and what's not, what has quality, what isn't. Okay.
Okay.
You would have a great sense of humor, David. And that when you get going, you can be incredibly funny. Okay, that's in your name. You would have a natural charisma, sex appeal. It's so funny. You have clutter or paper stacks or whatever in your name multiple times. you know, but you've got the brains. You're like a detective, but it's like you're balanced between the heart and the head. You know, like you can come from both. So you know that we all have a brain in our gut. And we have a brain in our heart, and we have a brain in our mind. Okay? We have those 3 brains in the body. And so yours is really saying that you're balanced, that when you check something out, you're checking it with your gut. What's your feeling with this? And if something's wrong in your gut, you get it afterwards. It's like, something's not right here because it's something wrong in the gut. But you've activated the brain in your heart, and you're totally using your brain in your head. So that is really cool. You have everything in your name that you could actually be a producer of some sort. You know, you also have it in your name where you could be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Okay. So you've got creativity, organization in the form of not necessarily with papers and all of that, but organization where you can see the big picture of something and then what it's going to take to get it done, even though you may want to give all those details to somebody else to do, but you can see what they are. Okay. And it's interesting. I mean, I keep looking at different letters and the hoarding just comes up, that whatever it is that you just absolutely love, you can't get enough of. You have a tendency also to be a rescuer. You know, you like to rescue people. So having been said all of that, do you have a specific question?
No, not really. You pretty much nailed it and added some things that I didn't really pay attention to, I guess. I just took it for granted.
Well, your biggest lesson in your name, David, is for you to learn about different religions and not get stuck in one.
Really?
Yep. So it's kind of like your name is saying your largest lesson. We all come with seven lessons, but your biggest one, the one that comes first and second are your biggest ones. Okay. And they always come in order in the name. And yours is, your very first one is, you are here to learn about different religions, take the overlap, get rid of the rest, so that you're not taking on any of the man-made garbage that was put in with them. And you're taking right. the essence of each one. And you're seeing for yourself what the essence is that every single religion is saying before it got, tweaked by man. Okay. And that you really came to learn about the different religions. So I think that might be interesting for you.
And that, again, I mean, you pretty much nailed it, because that's what I'm in the process of. I mean, I do that quite a bit. So.
Well, if you want some suggestions for books on different religions, write me an email and I'll be glad to give you some, because I started studying the different religions at age 13, but it's not in my name to do it. I just thought something was wrong totally with this world, and one of these books had to have the answer. You know, so my motivation and why I did it was so different, but yours is really to learn it and master it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, David. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. Alan, thank you for your patience. Alan from Kansas,
you're welcome.
It is your turn.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just walked in the door from work, and my wife was listening to your show, and she just said, give you a call. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. So there's all kinds of things in a name. It's by the placement of the letters in the name for what we know. Like, for an example, your name says that you have a really good memory. It's like iron tight. Okay. It says that you've been taught how to think logically and practical, right? And if, like, you're a great regifter. If you get a gift and it's not either gorgeous or practical, it's like, oh, who could use this? And out it goes again. Okay. It also says that there came a time when you needed to leave home. Like the prodigal son, you needed to leave home and go figure out what life was all about on your own and then come back. Because it was like your parents were very much like, this is the way it is and this is how you do things. And you had to go figure it out for yourself if that's really the core that you wanted to use or not. Okay, so you've got the prodigal son in there in your name. But there's so many things that we can tell you about a name or what's in a name. Okay, like you have a conflict going on in your name. I love this conflict. It says, I can work and work and work and work and work until I drop. And I can really get into a project and I can work for days or hours and I just want to get that project done. And on the other hand, there's another part of your name that says, I don't want to have to do any more work than I have to. So when it's done and I've completed the job, why am I finding extra that I'm still doing on it? Why don't I just say it's done and quit?
Yeah, got that.
You know, it's like you're driven to make sure it's the best it can be. And at the same time, you're driven to stop when you're supposed to stop. you know, without doing so much extra. So that's cute. So what would you like to know? If you could ask the universe anything about your life, what would you want to know?
Wow. Geez. I guess I wasn't very prepared for this.
See, and I always have a list going in my head the whole time. I mean, somebody would ask me that question, Alan, I'd be like, oh, man, here's 20 questions. How many more do I get?
Yeah. Well, there's probably more than I can pinpoint right now.
Okay, so what are you doing that's in the scientific realm? You've got a scientific mind.
Well, I'm actually an artist. I'm a stone carver, and my primary life's work has been working with stone and as an artist. But I also do it for a living. So I kind of cross over into other disciplines of working with stone. But science, I'm not sure where I could. I mean, I can kind of relate to science.
Naturally. Because you can't look at stone and know how to carve it without in your mind doing all that geometry. You just do it naturally.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not the best with math and figuring out what I'm making. And sometimes I have to use those skills. So I just love working with form, I guess is the best way to say it. Three-dimensionality and all that.
Yeah, so it just comes so natural for you because you got this scientific mind, so it's just going to kick in, which I think is really kind of cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan, I'll make you a deal. You send me a few pictures of your stoneworks, right? I'll put them in my next newsletter. How's that?
Oh, sounds great. All right.
You know, I'll give you a little ad space. Tell everybody why they want one.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds
okay.
Great. Thank you.
My email is info@knowthename.com. Okay?
Okay, got it.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Phyllis, thank you for your patience. How can I help you?
Hi, Sharon. I am calling for a friend, and her name is Megan Mary Kelly, and she's been going through a really hard time, and so I think she's ill tonight, so she couldn't call in. But she really wants to know how to get unstuck.
Okay, so let me look at her name for just a second. And, wow, this whole year for her is going to be all about relationships. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever they call it. It's all about relationships.
Okay.
She's going to have to come into a balance of what she's willing to do for her versus what she's doing for others. She has in her name a conflict. The reason I'm saying this is she has in her name a conflict. And her name says that she came from a place of self-sacrifice and being good to others and making sure everybody else was okay and always putting herself last because she had to make sure about everybody else before she could take care of herself. And she came from that place into a place of, I got to take care of me first, like the person at the on the airplane, that you got to put your own oxygen on first before you put on your neighbors and help them. Okay. So it's that transition that she's going through. And she's just, if she wants to be unstuck, she's got to take care of her and not think about others for about 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. She just got to be selfish and tell her it's okay. You know, there's a piece of her that says, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Because unless you stay healthy and you stay good, you're not going to be good for anybody else anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So she needs some me time. Without thinking of anybody else, what does she want? And that's how she's going to get unstuck. She gets stuck because she's taking everybody else's considerations and how they want her to lead her life into consideration instead of just saying, what do I want to do? And let's go do it.
Okay? Yeah, I'm going to have her listen to this online because that's perfect for her. It's like you just nailed her. Perfect. And I'm so glad you're saying that. She can hopefully listen to that.
Yep. Glad you called in, Phyllis. Nice talking with you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Theodore. You have been waiting, Brian. Hold on. You're on afterwards. Hey, guys, remember that if you're ever in the queue and we run out of time, that if you give your phone number to our producer, we do call you afterwards, because if you've had patience to wait in the queue and you just didn't get on air, well, that's not very fair. And I have fairness issues in my name, so we still got to take care of you. Okay, Theodore, it's your turn. But, oh, I'm going to call you Chipper.
Hello?
Yes. So, Chipper, what can I do for you?
Hey, I called you earlier to get the number to call in earlier when you picked up the phone. So, I'm just wanting to know about my name, and I've had some abundance issues or lack of abundance, and I just a good overview. And I'm thinking of changing my name.
Okay. So when you go by Chipper instead of your birth name, you're actually making life harder, because it says, now I do everything the hard way. That is not in your birth name, but it definitely is in your nickname. Okay? Just thought I'd throw that out there.
A lot of people call me Chip. A lot of people call me Ted or Chip or Chipper. So, okay.
So I wouldn't go by Chip or Chipper or Ted. Because Chip and Chipper says I'm going to do it all the hard way and I have to work extra hard for everything I get. And Ted says I'm not happy about any of it and I'm constantly trying to suppress my anger.
So people should call me Theodore? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, Theodore is a whole lot better than the other ones.
Right.
Okay, Theodore doesn't have anger issues. Theodore can confront an issue, can handle it beautifully, has a generous heart, is well-balanced, knows how to nurture others. It will get nurtured from others. Theodore is a fabulous name, but Ted is not. That's
name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name.
It means God's gift. So the other thing is, I was thinking of changing my name to my reverse of my name, Det. First name would be Det, for instead of Ted, Det, and the last name, Karedna. What do you think of that?
Okay, spell it for me. How you want it?
First name would be Det instead of Ted, and then the last name would be Karednah.
Okay, so that's interesting. Even backwards, your last name backwards has a lot of the same issues as your first name, but it adds temper and anger. Okay?
We get rid of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't reverse your last name. If you reverse Ted and went by that one would work for you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, that one works. Okay, but I would not reverse your last name.
Okay? Beautiful. And what about my middle name, David?
See, I love Davids.
Theodore David Henderick is a good name then.
You know, it really is. And it really says that when you want to be charming, you can be charming. And that helps you get your way, because you can just charm your way right through it. But, okay, so I'm looking at this name and I'm saying, why is he having abundance issues? Okay? And what your name says is, you're lacking the feeling of deservability, that you absolutely deserve to have more.
I agree with that.
You've got to get it into your subconscious that you deserve more than what you're getting. And when you get it into the subconscious and actually really believe it, everything else will turn around. But that's what, according to your name, is the weak link that's standing in your way.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay,
so that's beautiful. I agree with that. So I got self-confidence issues. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so if you want to up your self-confidence, add yourself an L in there someplace.
What do you mean? Add an L where?
Anywhere. Get an L in your name.
Okay, gotcha.
You're giving yourself a new name? Put an L in there. Okay?
Okay,
now,
beautiful.
To get it into your subconscious, what you want to do, and I know this sounds crazy, but it works, okay? You want to write every day, I deserve X amount of dollars, or more
okay.
every month. And I'm grateful to receive X amount of dollars or more every month. And you write that literally 10 times a day. And then you put a music that you like when I was first doing this, I put it on to the music of We Are the Champions by Queen. Okay. And yeah. I had it low in the background. And then I put my desire that I want to change in my subconscious and I set it over it. And I had it running. I created a disc for myself that was a half an hour. And every night when I went to bed, I played my half an hour disc. And
really?
The subconscious is stubborn. It wants to resist. But if you do that for 6 months, you will be so motivated to do what you need to do to get that extra money. And because now your brain will have totally changed the DNA structure and your cellular memory to say, hey, I deserve this much. And then how do we do it?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank
now, there's
you.
Only one
thank
trick.
Thank you very
to
much. Good. Thanks, Sharon. Only... Thank you. Good life, long life. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's one more thing, though, that you need to know on that.
I want to know it all.
Okay. There's one more thing. And so when you're doing all of that, you cannot ask for more than twice what you're currently earning. Got it?
So I'm going to have double goose eggs, huh?
Hey, ask for twice as much, but you can't ask for more than twice as much because the brain won't believe it. Okie dokie?
Okay. Less than or equal to 2 times, correct?
Correct. That's what you can ask for, up to 2 times as much as what you're getting now. So you look at your last year's taxes, whatever that was, your overall year, divide it by 12 and double it. Or just divide it by 6. Whatever that number is, that's what you're asking for every month. Okay?
Okay, beautiful. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Good life, long life. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year. Okay,
all
Brian.
Right, happy and healthy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Brian, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, you know my last name. And
I
was wondering, because I have some changes I'm looking to make here this year already. And I have... someone who I thought I'd be doing some work with, or at least part-time, and I'm having a little bit of an issue with him, so I'm not sure whether or not I should continue with him part-time or just break away or what.
Okay, what's his name? Give me his first name and his first letter of his last name.
Troy F.
Breakaway.
Okay.
Breakaway. You've already got so much conflict in your names, it's not going to work. You're just going to go down and have more and more conflict. Okay,
because there's some dollars involved in that. And the other one, by the way, is his name is the same as mine. First name and last name is Wolf.
Yeah, he'd be fine. You guys would be a good team.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now, the other thing I was looking to do is, and I don't think anyone's really asked this question, is that actually my last name is really my family name, and I have a first and middle name. And because some people use their first and middle name because that's basically their first and last, and their family name is separate. I don't know if you get into that, but my question is, I was considering using first and middle name for different things for the new business and so on, or at least having it on my cards or whatever. I was just wondering what your thoughts would be on that. And my
middle name, by the way,
is the same as the man in the White House, first name.
Okay, thank you. I would not use it. Because there's conflict between your first and your middle. Your middle name always says your immediate past life continuum, wherever you were before you came here, and there's conflict between there and here. And so you're being more inclusive this time than you were before, and there's some real conflict and unclarity in your middle name, so I wouldn't use it.
So in other words, he passed on, but my dad, that was his first name.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't
are you
use
saying
it.
That maybe that it was an issue with that, even though I was around him all the time, but we never discussed certain things. So,
yeah, I wouldn't use your middle name. I would use your last name. Your last name's a good one. Your first name's a good one. Use those.
Okay, great. But definitely, I just wanted your thoughts, and I appreciate the honesty on that. So, the fellow that I mentioned about, you said breakaway. So, okay. All right, that's very helpful.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Deb. We appreciate it. Have a great new year and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yep. Good to always right, talking Carolyn. With you, Brian. Carolyn, bless your heart. You're on the line. If you write me your phone number, I will call you when we get off the air because there isn't enough time on air to get to you. And bless your heart, you called in. So write me at info@knowthename.com. I've got your last name. I'll expect an email from you with your phone number, and I'll be glad to call you. Everyone for listening, thanks for calling in. Thanks for wanting to know about your name. It to me, it's fascinating, all the information you're going to get in a name. And if you want to learn how to do this, just let me know. I'll tell you all the different ways you can learn, and in bite-sized pieces or all at once fast. It only takes 15 hours to learn how to interpret a name well enough that you could give somebody else an hour reading and be certified to do it. All right, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Sharon Lynn Wyatt signing off for Know the Name and Know the Answers. Good night now.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.